ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलि भ्य शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्य परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्य येनाक्षर समान्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतो अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदीं। नमो नमः। While you are saying this prayer, you might add one more prayer. They say sometimes they start these classes with so many prayers that by the time you are finished, done with the prayers, the time is over, time is up. Munitrayam namaskritya tadukti paribhavya cha vayyakarna siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate. This is a prayer for Siddhanta Kaumudi. Anyway, we'll add that. Not necessary, not required right now. Welcome back. Kumarji, I tried to address your question about Ganga. When the time comes, I will explain it further. And we use the Anga. So, 23 Hitopadesha. Is that 23 today? Let's see, what do we have? 24, right? Okay. Okay. So, this is continuation of Lakara. You're going to ask me how long are we going to do these continuations? As long as it takes, right? Because we have to do these topics. Okay. These are the basic things that we need to study. And then once you have studied those, then we can look into Hitopadesha and identify those. Okay. Lakara. Just briefly what we talked about Lakara, right? Last class. And since at the end of the class, we are in a rush, sometimes we don't get the chance to answer some questions. They want to also, you know, adjust the cameras, you know, pull the curtains and stuff like that. So we will be in a rush. So if you have any questions, let's start with any questions that you have today from what we have discussed. Yes, at one point we said there are 11 lakaras and not 10 lakaras. Okay, so what we started with, okay, let us see if we have that verse here. Okay, this verse is a nice verse. Let me type this up for you. Or Shabda Manjari also has it, so I'm just going to do a yank and a paste. Okay, you know what is yank and a paste, right? Let's do a yank and a paste. So this is the verse. Lat Vartamane, late Vede. So Lat is used in Vartamana Kala. Late is used in Vedas. Bhute Lung Lung Litastatha. So in the bhuta, in the past tense, lung, lung and lit. Vidyashishastu, vidyashishastu. That means vidhi is vidya. Vidhi and ashihi. Ashihi is ashirling. Vidhi, vidyashishastu, ling lota. Both ling and lot can be used in vidhi and ashihi. Then lut, lut, lud, lud. So basically lut, sorry, lut, lut and lrn. That's lrn. Cha bhavishyati. So these are used in bhavishyati. So if you count, how many are there? Lut, late, lung, lung, lit. Vidhirling, ashirling, lot. Eight, lut, lut and lrn. How many are there? 11. Okay, so you got all your 11? Now, we still come back to 10 because late is used in Vedas. Once late, you say late is used in Vedas, generally we don't study late. At least I don't remember ever studying late. Okay, so we don't study late lakara. So then we go back to 9. But then ling is vidhiling and ashir. Okay, sometimes they ask me, why is it ashir ling refa and there's no vidhir ling refa? You follow? You understand the question? Vidhir ling. So there is something called as vidhir ling. Okay, you must see this. Vidhir ling. Is it vidhir ling or is it vidhiling? Is it vidhiling or vidhirling? Refa is there? Okay. What about ashi? So ashirling or ashiling? Ashirling, right? Refa or no? Refa is there, right? So why is that? The question is asked. Let's take one at a time. So vidhiling, you can make a samasa. Once you make a samasa, then with this plus ling, you make a samasa, then that su gets dropped. It becomes vidhiling. Okay. If you don't make a samasa, then it is what? Vidhihi plus ling. Okay. Padanta sakara becomes what? Vidhir ling. What? Vidhir ling. This is if you're not making a samasa. Whereas ashihi is actually a sakaranta pratipadikam. Ashis. Because it is ashis, it is sakaranta pratipadikam. What ends up happening is that ashirling, right? It becomes ashihi. Okay, it becomes what? Ashirling. That is what happens in a sakaranta pratipadika. In a samasa also, it will become ashiri. If it is not samasa, then it becomes same, ashiri. The same thing will happen. Okay? So that is the difference between vidhiling and ashiling. Anyway, that's not the difference between vidhiling and ashiling. That's how the words are different. So ling and lot. Okay. So let us just go back quick recap on what we talked about. There are 2200 roots. Each root can have 10 lakaras. There are these 10 lakaras, 6 tenses, 4 moods. Shat kalavachakaha, chatvaraha, prakarabodhaka. What are those tenses? Lat, lung, lung, lit, lut, and lrit. These are your tenses. They are present, past, 3 past, and 2 future. Then you have 4. Am I sharing the screen? I'm sure I'm sharing the screen. Yes. Then we have four moods, right? 4 moods. And these 4 moods are Lot, Vidhirling, Ashirling, and Lrung. Of this, Lrung and Ashirling you might see seldomly, but Vidhiling very frequently used, Lot also very frequently used. Okay, each of this lakaras that you have, when you express them into the actual words, then what happens is that you have to express them in either Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, or Uttama Purusha. Prathama Purusha is third person, Madhyama Purusha is second person, you. And Uttama Purusha is first person, the Vakta, the speaker. Then each of them has to be Ekvachanam, Dvivachanam, or Bahuvachanam. Ekvachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. So we saw that. So Bhavati, Bhavataha, Bhavanti will be what? Prathama Purusha for Bhudhatu, Bhavati, Bhavataha, Bhavanti. Singular, dual, plural. For Madhyama Purusha, Bhavasi, Bhavataha, Bhavatha. Will be Madhyama Purusha. And Bhavami, Bhavavaha, Bhavamaha will be the 3 Uttama Purusha. 9. See how we expand from here. Okay. Then Purusha Pratyaha Eva Ting Iti Uchyante. So this is Purusha Pratyaha. There's a Visarga here. When you put a pause, you have to bring in the Visarga. That Visarga went away because when an ash is following, and is preceded by an akara, then the visarga can either be replaced, the ru is either replaced by a yakara, right? Or the yakara could be dropped. Then the, when it's replaced by yakara, the yakara can either remain or it can get dropped. When a vowel follows, the yakara gets dropped and become what? Purusha pratyaya eva. But if you put a pause, purusha pratyaya pratyayaha eva. Okay? Ting iti uchyante. So what happens, we saw? Okay, just to recap. 2200 roots. Dhatu. Okay. And then we have 10 lakaras. Let's call it as 10 lakaras. Vidhiling and Ashiling are two different lakaras. 10 lakaras. And then, and in those 10 lakaras, we saw there are three persons. Okay. Persons means Uttama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, or Prathama Purusha. And then we saw there are three plurality. Singular, dual, or plural. Okay. Now what are we saying? That these three, right? This three and three that you see here are represented by pratyas. See, if bhu, if I keep on saying bhu and ti, bhavati, 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 bhavati. If I say that, there is no distinction between Uttama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha and Prathama Purusha. There is no distinction between singular, dual and plural. Like as Rama, Rama, Rama. There is no difference between them. In English also, Rama or Ramas. Plural S you will have. Okay. So that type of a distinction happens. That what you add there, you add there, right, at the append, at the end, is called pratyaya. So here in lakaras, what happens is that there are these pratyayas which are called thing pratyayas. Okay. These thing pratyayas, the raw form. Raw form means the form which is the basic form. And then the basic form gets modified depending on a few other changes. Okay. So the basic form is what? Tip tas ji. Sip tas tha. Mip was mas. This is what Panini's basic forms are. You need to memorize them, just make a note of it. Okay. Then what happens is that there are not 9, there are 18 pratyayas. So what are those 18 we will look at now? Tingam, parasmai padam, atmane padam, iti dve pade staha. Okay. This thing pratyas, which is tiptas ji, siptastha, mipasmas, these are 9, and there are 9 more. Ta, atam, ja, thas, atam, dvam, it, vahi, mahin. Okay. You know, you remember the pratyahara? This is a marker. Okay. And when you take Adi Rantina Saheta, this and the marker, that's how the name forms. Thing. You follow? How the name thing comes? You remember Maheshwani Sutrani, right? You take a marker and you add it to something that is beginning, right? So thing means all of these pratyas are called thing pratyas. So whenever lakaras are ending in the thing pratyas, lakaras are also called thinganta. They are called thinganta. Okay, so these are called thing pratyas. So let's say these are the name for all the 18 pratyas. If I want to give the name for these 9 pratyas, what name will I use? Louder. Tang. Okay, so these 9 pratyas will be called as what? Tang. You start with ta. Okay. And end it with na. So there will become tang pratyas. So these tang pratyas are called, they are another name for these tang pratyas is atmane padam. Okay. So the thing minus tang, that is the other 9 pratyas, tiptas ji, siptastha, mipasmas, they are called as, so tip 9 pratyas, they are called as what? Parasmai padam. Okay, again, these are parasmay padam pratyayas. Don't call parasmay padi, call parasmay padam. And these nine pratyayas are called what? Atmane padam. Okay. Now, what is parasmay padam? What is atmane padam? We'll come to it. But understand that there are these 9 plus 9, 18 pratyayas. Now, why do we need two pratyayas to be different from each other? So that your form is different. Bhavati, bhavati, or bhavataha, thus becomes taha, right? Padanda sakara. So bhavataha. So bhavati and bhavataha are two different forms so that you can distinguish. That, okay, one of them is pratama purusha ekvachanam and one of them is pratama purusha dvivachanam. Or bhavanti, out of that g becomes anti. So bhavanti. That bhavanti is what? Pratama purusha bahuvachanam. Make sense? Okay. So that is why you have these many pratyayas. Now why are there 18? We'll come to that. What is saying? Tingam. Tingam means of the thing pratyayas. Parasmay padam atmane padam iti dve padestaha. He's saying there are two types of padas in those 18 pratyayas. The first 9 are called parasmay padam. The second 9 are called what? Atmane padam. Okay, now he makes some statement. Kebhyaschana. Kebhyaschana means following some. Dhatubhyaha. So following some dhatus, parasmay padam eva bhavati. Some dhatus will take only parasmay padam pratyayas. Te dhatavaha parasmay padinaha. It's a nakaranta pratipadikam, parasmay padin. If it's one dhatu, it becomes parasmay padi. Okay, make sense? What am I saying here? Okay, so the statement. Okay, statement, he says what? That there are these thing pratyayas. There are 18 thing pratyayas. Okay, of which the first 9 are called parasmay padam. The second set of 9 are called atmane padam. Okay, now he is making some statements. Some dhatus, okay, accept only parasmay padam suffixes. Pratyaya is a suffix. Okay. Some dhatus accept only atmane padam suffixes. Some dhatus can accept either parasmay padam or atmane padam suffixes. Okay. This is, he will explain it further. What he is trying to say is right now is that dhatus which take parasmay padam suffixes are called, dhatu is called parasmay padi. The pratipadikam of parasmay padi is parasmay padi. Okay, plural. Plural will be what? Dhatus. All those dhatus which will take parasmay padam suffixes are called parasmay padinaha. You follow? The plurality. Parasmay padi, parasmay padinav, parasmay padinaha. Yogi, yoginav, yoginaha. Okay, so that means these dhatus which take only parasmaipadi, parasmaipadam suffixes are called parasmaipadi. Okay. Iti uchyante, that is what they are called. What are they called? Parasmaipadina. Kebhyaschana atmane padam eva, e atmane padinaha. So some dhatus which will take atmane padam only, these are called, these dhatus is called, dhatus, dhatu is called atmane padi. Okay, plural, I will put the plural. Atmane padinaha. You follow? Okay. Then he says what? Iti uchyante. Kebhyaschana samdhatus ubhayamapi padam sambhavati. So following samdhatus, either of the pratyas are possible. These dhatus are called ubha. Ubha, ubha means both. Either. Okay. So it will be called what? Ubhaya, ubhaya padinaha or ubhaya padi. Plural is what? Ubhaya. Okay. You follow this? Okay. Now, this is my take here. And you have to note this. Understand that the above only applies to Kartari Prayoga. We'll look into that later. Okay. Above means these three statements. Above statements. Okay. I don't want to confuse you there, but I want you to understand this. That this is only Kartari Prayoga we are talking about. Okay. Then, understand up till here. Dhatus which will take only Parasmaipadam suffixes, Parasmaipadi Dhatu. Dhatus which will take only Atmanepadam suffix, Atmanepadi Dhatu. Dhatus which can take either Parasmaipadam or Atmanepadam suffixes are called Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Okay. Now he is trying to explain something here. Okay. Which he will negate also later. He will explain something and then negate it. He says what? Parasmai padam, atmane padam, iti anvarthe sanye. Okay. Anvarthe sanye. The pratipadikam is sanya. The dvitiya is sanye. That means these two, parasmai padam and atmane padam, are anvartha. Anvartha sanya. You follow? Anuartha is Anvartha. Anvartha Sanya means, you know, we call this person, his name is Hasmukh. Okay, so what does Hasmukh means? He's got a smiling face. Okay, so if somebody's name is Mr. Smiling Face, right? Mr. Smiling Face. And if he also is smiling, that means his now name is true to his name. You follow? So that being true to the name is what is Anvartha. Anvartha means it is in keeping with the name. Don't worry about this because he's going to negate this. Okay. Tathahi, that is why, because they are Anvartha Sanya, Tathahi, Pachanadika Kriya Loke Parartha Atmarthacha Sambhavati. I'm explaining you every word. If you have doubts, you please tell me. Tathahi, therefore, because these two sannyas are, tatha means therefore, because these two sannyas are anvartha sannyas, therefore, pachanadika kriya, there is some action like pachana, pachanam. Pachanam is what? Cooking. Pachanam is cooking. Because it is talking about the action. The action of cooking is called pachanam. So, pachanadika kriya, this action of cooking, loke, in the world, parartha atmarthaja sambhavati. You can do the job of cooking, you can cook for others, parartha, or you can cook for your own self.
That is Atmartha. Yatra parasya upayogaya, when it is for somebody else, parasya upayogaya. When you are doing the cooking, when Ramaha cooks for somebody else, right? Then that kriya pravartate, when that kriya exists or that kriya you see, the vyapara of that kriya happens, tatra parasmaipadam. Then you use the parasmaipadam suffix. Yatra tu atmanaha upayogaya tatra atmanepadam prayoktavyam iti vyavastha. This was the vyavastha, this was the arrangement. What was the arrangement? You are doing the job of cooking and it is the Ubhayapadi, right? So you are, we can say Ramaha Pachati, okay? Or Ramaha Pachate. So Ramaha Pachati was meant to say that he is doing the action of cooking, where he is cooking the food, the recipient of that food is for somebody else. But when he is Ramaha Pachate, then we are saying that he is going to use Atmanepadam in Kartari Prayoga to mean that Ramaha is cooking the food for himself, for his family, okay, for his own purpose, consumption. This was the vyavastha. This was the arrangement. Yatha sutaha pachati parasmaipadam, Ramaha pachate atmanepadam. Same thing. He is giving an example. When he cooks, pachati is used. It is meant where he is cooking for others. And pachate is used. It is meant for atmanepadam. Okay. Having said all that, parantu, but, okay, parantu, iyam vyavastha adyatve nadriyate. This arrangement in the current present tense, in the current iyam adyatana, adyatve means in the current period, current time period, adyas, today, these days, today, nowadays, that's what he's saying, nowadays, this arrangement, iyam vyavastha, parantu, but, na adriyate, it is not generally followed. Okay, it is not generally followed. So you cannot say categorically that Atmanepadam is for self and Parasmaipadam is for others. It was meant to be like that, but is not said like that. Parasmaipadam Atmanepadam cha nirvishesham prayunjate kavayaha. Okay. Now he is not saying that you do it. He is saying that the current poets, kavayaha, kavihi, kavi, kavayaha, the poets, right? Prayunjate, they use. Prayoktavya means you use, means you bring into usage. Okay. So the current poets, he's talking about the poets, because generally kavyas is what is learnt. Okay. If you look at the current prose and poetry and the current sahitya, that is available in looking at that sahitya, this mechanism is nirvishesha. It doesn't actually signify that it for self, then you use Atmanepadam, for others you use Parasmaipadam. This mechanism, although this arrangement existed earlier, it is not completely followed. Okay. So you, because this name Parasmaipadam, Atmanepadam, right? It seems to indicate that it's for self and others. So don't get carried away with the fact that this is means this. Okay? Because it was meant to be like that, but it is not completely followed. There are times when you will see Atmanepadam has to be used, but Parasmaipadam is used. And there are times when Parasmaipadam is to be used and Atmanepadam is used. Okay? But not for the dhatu. If the dhatu is Parasmaipadi, you will use Parasmaipadam only. If dhatu is Atmanepadi, you will use Atmanepadam only. If dhatu is Uvayapadi, you could use Parasmaipadam, Atmanepadam, and then in that case the rule gets followed. Okay with this? Parasmaipadam, Atmanepadam, and this is only applies only for the Kartari Prayoga. Okay, because there are two other Prayogas. Okay, there are two other Prayogas. Why am I saying prayogam? It is prayoga. Okay. So there are two other prayoga. Right? These are vakya prayogas. we call them as sentence usage. Sentence usages. There are three types of prayogas. Okay. One is Kartari Prayoga. The other is Karmani Prayoga. And the third one is Bhave Prayoga. There are three types of prayoga. Okay. Now remember, we said that a simple sentence contains, what does it contain? A subject and a predicate. Okay. I'm going to make a few statements here. First statement. When the predicate is talking about, describing, because predicate means it describes. It describes the action. And it describes the action in terms of whether it's describing the actor, the agent of the action. When the predicate is talking about the agent, okay, this is what is called Kartari Prayoga. When the predicate is talking about the object of the action, karma, it is called Karmani Prayoga. When the predicate is talking about neither the subject nor the object, but the action itself, okay, it is called Bhave Prayoga. Is called Bhave Prayoga. Kartari, Karmani, Bhave. Okay. You look at an example. Okay. I see a book. Okay. I see a book. So what are we talking about? Seeing the book, to see the book is the predicate. Who sees the book? I see the book. So the see book, I see a book, is describing whom? It's describing me. Okay. You follow? So then this is the predicate is in karta. Predicate is in karta is kartari. Kartari is tritiya ekvachanam, tritiya not saptami ekvachanam of pratipadikam kartru. In the context of karta is kartari. Okay. So when this, the English equivalent will be active voice. Example. Devaha pashyati. Devaha pashyati. Okay. I see a book. Then when the predicate is talking about the object, the book is seen by me. What is it? It is passive voice. Okay. Pustakam drushyate. Whereas here it will be what? Aham pashyami. I see. Right? Here what? The book is seen. Maya. Maya means by me. The book is seen. Pustakam drushyate. You follow? Okay. That drush and pash, don't worry about it. Okay. Let's say the food is cooked. Okay. Odanam pachyate. Okay. Whereas what is this? Aham or Ramaha. Ramaha odanam pachati. Make sense? But here in the Bhave Prayoga, in the bhave prayoga, which I will example, I'll give you later. Don't want to confuse you right now. But bhave prayoga, in bhave prayoga, you're talking about the action itself. Okay, the action itself. In English, let me give you English. I don't want to give you the Sanskritam, but the English will be, okay. The act of reading or cooking is done by Rama. This is very much seen in English, in Sanskritam. In English, it is called impersonal asset. Okay. I just want to introduce you that there are three vakya prayogas. A sentence can be any one of these three types. A sentence could be describing the karta, then is kartari prayoga. The sentence could be describing the karma, then is karmani prayoga. A sentence could be describing the action itself. Okay. The sentence can describe the action itself. Then it is what? It is bhave prayoga. An example. The sun shines on the planet. Okay. Actually, that's not a good example, because there are some other catches there. Anyway, let's keep these examples later. I just want to introduce you to these three terms: Kartari Prayoga, Karmani Prayoga, and Bhavi Prayoga. And in that introduction, what I want to say is that it's only in Kartari that Parasmay Padam, Atmani Padam, and all that applies. Because in Karmani and in bhave prayogas, in these two usages, always use atmanepadam. Hello? So what I would do is I would take this and add it to our statements here. Are you following? Yes, Amma? Are you following? Okay, that is good. Without taking notes, you follow is very nice. Okay. Kartari Karmani Bhavi. So you take up a dhatu. Now let's take up a dhatu part. Okay. We'll look up a dictionary. Remember I told you, my promise still holds, okay? That you should be able to look at a dictionary. And let's take up a dictionary and say a dhatu. Dhatu will take it as raksha. Raksha means to protect. Okay. So this is what Apte says. It means to protect, guard, take care of, right? Dhatu Pata. What does Dhatu Pata say? Vadi Pa. You see this Pa? Okay. This means that this Dhatu is Parasmay Padi Dhatu. Okay. If you look up Apte, for example, it will say one. P. What is one? I will explain. But it says P. Or it will say A. Okay, let's say a dhatu called Ed. It says one A. A is Atmanepadi dhatu. If it is P, it is Parasmaipadi dhatu. Okay. Let's take Pach dhatu. Apte doesn't say much there. Let's look at Dhatu Pata. Dhatu Pata says what? Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Remember, this means that Dhatu in Kartari Prayoga could take Parasmay Padam or Atmane Padam. In Kartari Prayoga. All Dhatus it is karta, it is parasmepadi, atmanepadi, ubhayapadi, all dhatus in karmani and bhave prayoga always use atmanepadi. What is parasmepadam? What is atmanepadam? Tiptas ji siptastam mipasmas ta atam ja ta satam dvam idvahimahi. These are your atmanepadam, these are your parasmepadam. Shall we move forward? Yes. Suffixes. Yes. We will come to that. I'll explain you that. Okay. There are suffixes. Okay. So let us go back to our old document. There are some more complications here, as if it was not enough. Okay. But this is a good complication. This complication which we are going to talk about is good complication. You take a dhatu, right? And to that you add one of the thing pratyaya. You add the lakara, and lakara will come in the center sense of thing pratyaya. And you add that thing pratyaya. And once you form that, right? What are you doing? You're actually joining them together. The dhatu, you are joining them together. This joining the pratyaya to the dhatu is what is called as conjugation. Okay, there are these conjugations, and this could be first conjugation, fourth conjugation, sixth conjugation, tenth conjugation, and then there are non-conjugations also, second, third, fifth, seventh, ninth. These are non-conjugations. He is explaining that. Okay, lakaraha, sarvadhatukaha, ardhadhatukaha. Okay. I think I'm going to skip this for now. Okay, just skip this for now. We'll come back to this later. Okay, what I want to tell you is that there is, or let me just mention this, okay, and then we can proceed further. We'll have it as completion. Okay, there are some tenses which are called conjugational tenses and moods, and there are other tenses and moods which are called non-conjugational tenses and moods. There are two types. Conjugational tenses and moods, and non-conjugational tenses and moods. You can write down the lat, the lung, lot, and vidirling are conjugational tenses and moods. I'm sorry? Yeah, you see here, right? Lat, lung, lot, and vidirling. Okay, lakaraha, sarvadhatukaha, ardhadhatukaha, iti dvedha, vibhakta. The 10 lakaras are divided into two types, sarvadhatuka lakaraha and ardhadhatuka lakaraha. This is actually a latter day grammar. Okay. Panini doesn't call them as sarvadhatuka lakaraha and ardhadhatuka lakaraha. See, I have not found it. If one of you find it, you please show me. I'm just going to skim through this because Panini doesn't talk about this. Okay. But there is a distinction. The distinction, let's call the sarvadhatuka. I'm not concerned about the ardhadhatuka lakaras. Let's consider the sarvadhatuka lakara. The sarvadhatuka lakaras are what? Lat, lung, lot, and vidirling. Other remaining six. Ardhadhatuka. Sarvadhatukaha and ardhadhatuka. Okay. Now, what are these conjugational tenses, right? Conjugational tenses. The conjugational tenses, they are saying that sarvadhatuka lakara. Then he says what? Sarvadhatukeshu lakareshu dhatunam pratyanam cha madhye vikaranakhyaha pratyayaha sanyojyante. Believe me, this is the biggest part that you have to really understand. Once you are crossing over this part, the lakaras, you will have mostly under control. Okay, the other things are easier to understand. This is also easy to understand, it's just that you're not exposed to it. Once you get exposed to it, it also becomes easy to understand. What he is saying is that You take the Sarvadhatuka Lakaras. What are Sarvadhatuka Lakaras? Lat, Lung, Lot, Vidhiri. Okay. So let's say Bhudhatu. Bhudhatu plus Lat. You will do this. Or you will do Bhudhatu plus Lat, Lot. Or Bhudhatu plus Vidhiri. Or Bhudhatu plus what? Lot. No, not lot. Lung. Vidhiling. So we have to do Bhudhatu plus lung and then vidhiling. Lung or vidhiling. These are the four scenarios. Okay. The remaining are Ardhadhatuka Lakaras. Let's keep the Ardhadhatuka Lakaras for a discussion later time. At some later time. We're not looking at Ardhadhatuka right. We are looking at these four. In fact, in the next few classes also, we'll be looking at these four. Lat. Vartamane Lat. Okay. Understand that Lat in the meaning of what? In the meaning of present tense. Lung. Bhute. Anadyatana Bhuta. Not today. Something that is before today. That type of a past is what is Lung Laka. Vidhirling and Lot are various in the very similar forms. I said that earlier. Okay. Vidhirling is whenever you have a mandate. You should do this. You should do this. You are required to do this. Any rule is a vidhirling. Lot we know is something that is a command. An agnya. A request. I request you to. Bhavan agachatu. Bhavan vadatu. Okay. Tvam vada. You say. Okay, then in that case, Lot is used. So these four we will study now. Going today as well as tomorrow, we will study these four. Why these four? Because the derivation of these are simpler as compared to the others. Okay, the others are also similar derivation, but there is some simplicity in these derivations. So we are going to consider these four. These four are also called as what? Sarvadhatuka Lakara. Sarvadhatuka. 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 They are lakara. They are sarvadhatuka lakara. Okay. What happens is that in the sarvadhatuka lakaras, whenever you use that, between the dhatu and the pratyaya, some letters come in between in the formation. So it, when you say bhu plus lat, right? Bhu plus lat becomes bhu. Let's say the vivaksha is prathama purusha ekvachanam. Then bhu plus ti will come. Okay, bhu plus ti is what your formation of the word is. Bhu plus ti. Then what happens is that in sarvadhatuka lakara, there's something else that comes in between. It says bhu plus a plus ti. This a that comes in between is called a. In this case, is called Vikarna Pratyaya. And these Vikarna Pratyayas, they come in between. Okay? Let us go back to our text. Okay, so he says sarvadhatukeshu lakareshu. So whenever for these sarvadhatu, in the context of these four lakaras, dhatu nam pratyaya nam cha madhye, between the dhatu and pratyaya, vikarana akhyaha pratyaha sanyojyante. There are these additional pratyas, intermediate suffixes that come in between. It's very similar, right? Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, pulse. In plural, pulses, right? Give me another example. Fruit will be fruits, but in some of them you not only get S, you get ES. You follow? That E comes in between also, not only S. like hero. Hero becomes heroes, R-O-E-S. Between hero and E-S, you got that E in between, right? That is what he's saying, that between the suffix that you add and the dhatu that you have, in between something else comes in between. Okay? Tathahi bhavati ityadav amshatrayam asti. In the formation of bhavati, yeah, mango, mangoes. In the formation of bhavati, three things exist. Bhu, a, and ti. Bhu, a, and ti. Where ti is your lakara. Ti is your lakara. Lat lakara, ti pratyaya. Pratham purusha, ekvachana. Bhu is your dhatu. Bhu is your dhatu. Bhu sattayam. Bhu means dhatu that is used in the meaning of existence. To exist. That's why bhavati means it exists. Okay? Then he says what? Tathahi bhavati ityado amshatrayamasti. In the bhavati, there are three parts. Bhu, a, and ti. Bhu iti dhatu. Bhu is called dhatu. Bhu is a dhatu. Okay? Ti iti purusha pratyaya. Ti is the purusha pratyaya. Because it is pratham purusha, ekvachanam. It's called purusha pratyaya. And then a iti vikarna pratyaya. This a is a vikarna pratyaya. It's called a vikarna. Okay? Vikarna means modification, by the way. A is called vikarna. The modification. This a we have to concentrate upon. Because he says vikarna pratyaha dasha vidhaha. There are 10 types of these vikarna pratyayas. Okay, so remember what did we do? We narrowed it down. We took the 10 lakaras, we removed one lakara, we put another lakara, 9 plus 1, 10 lakaras we have. Of those 10 lakaras that we have, we said every dhatus can have 10 lakaras. Then we found that the lakaras are in themselves represented by the 18 pratyayas, Atmanepadam and Parasmepadam pratyayas. Right? We found out the rules when the Parasmepadam is to be used, when Atmanepadam is to be used. We saw that rule temporarily. Then we said that there are out of these 10 lakaras, keep the 6 away, 4 we are considering. Lat, lot, lung, and vidhiling. These are the simplest to explain, so that's why we take these 4. And then we said that these, when the formation of the word happens, what are the formation of the words? When you do the formation of the words in the lat lakara, it is bhavati. In the lot lakara, bhavatu. In the lung lakara, abhavat. In the vidhiling lakara, bhavet. This is pratham purusha ekvachanam for every one of them. Right? So what is he saying is that you have the dhatu amsha, then there is what? There is the pratyamsha, purusha pratyamsha. And in between, you have what is called as vikarna amsha. It is called vikarna. Okay. If there are 2200 dhatus, now I would just make a statement and which I'll explain you further later. The 2200 dhatus, okay, are divided into 10 groups. Okay. And based on the group it exists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the Vikarna, you know what is Vikarna Pratyaya now, right? Vikarna Pratyaya can be different. Slight modifications. Okay? That is what he is trying to tell you. Vikarna Pratyaya Dasha Vidaha. And this paragraph, this table gives you those lists of Vikarna Pratyaya. In the second and third Gana, there are no Vikarna Pratyayas. In the fourth Gana, there is Ya. Fifth, there is Nu. Sixth, there is A. Seventh, there is Na. Eighth, it is U. Ninth is Na. And tenth is Aya. Ayu. Or Aya. You follow? Now, how do I remember all this? Don't worry. We will see to it that we remember it somewhere. We have some mnemonics and other things to help us remember. I want you to understand the structure. I'm giving you a bird's eye view.
Then when we nail it down further and go in deeper things, then we can concentrate only on that part. Okay? Any questions? Yes. I cannot hear you. Okay, so these are these columns. These are the ganaha. There are 10 ganas. Okay, gana means a group. All the dhatus are divided into 10 groups. This is the name of those ganas. Vadi, Agadi, Jyotyadi, Divadi, Swadi, Tudadi, Udadi, Pranadi, Kriyadi and Churadi. These are some sample dhatus of those ganas. These are the gana vikarna. The vikarna pratyas are called gana vikarna pratyas. And these are the parasmay padam suffixes. These are the atmane padam suffixes. These are the forms of parasmay padam. These are the forms of atmane padam. It looks like a big table, but it is simple. We will look into it tomorrow. Any other questions? Go back and take a look at this notes that we have typed here, right? And see if you come up with any other questions. If you're part of the group also, you can put a question on the group. You can come back tomorrow. If you have to write your questions and not say it out, you can write it up and give it to me. I will first address the questions tomorrow. Okay? So this, what we will do is, out of all of these various combinations, we'll take the simplest forms. First gana, fourth gana, sixth gana and tenth gana. These are your simplest forms. And the first conjugation, the lung, lat lakara, lot lakara, lung lakara and vidhirling lakara. These are the four lakaras. We'll take these 4x4 combinations. Look at parasmay padam, look at atmane padam, look at ubhay padam, right? And then when you look at a dictionary, Paramar is going to catch my nose later. I want to be able to look at the dictionary. And you look at the dictionary, and then you see dhatu pata, and you should say, oh, va. Pach dhatu is va. Va means it's the vadi gana, the first gana. The gana vikarna is a. That's what we knew. Anit, forget about this anit. Then what? U means it's ubhayapadi. It can take parasmay padam or it can take atmane padam. Dupachash paake. It is in the meaning of paaka. Among the 2200 roots, it is the 1151st root. Pach. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu Namo Namaha.
Thank you, Kalpeshi.